Hello, this is Marcela Corpena from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1968.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
10.
10? Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
What's the difference? I'm Mexican, so...
Mexican? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And what is your race?
Mexican-American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Satisfied.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning you are neither like nor unlikely to vote, and a 0 meaning you are not at all likely to vote, in a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
10? Okay, thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
10, thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
What's 0?
0 is no power at all, and a 10, a lot of power.
0.
0? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thinking about the upcoming election in 2024, in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? I'm going to read you some issues, and you can select up to 2. The first one is criminal justice reform, police violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, teaching history in schools, abortion, healthcare, jobs and the economy, student loan forgiveness, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, immigration, climate change, cost of living and inflation, racism and discrimination.
Discrimination.
And what would be the other one? You can select up to 2.
Up to 2?
Mm-hmm.
Racism.
Okay. Racism and discrimination is 1. Do you want me to repeat the other ones?
Yes, please.
Sure, of course. Criminal justice reform, police violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, teaching history in schools, abortion, healthcare, jobs and the economy, student loan forgiveness, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, immigration, climate change, cost of living and inflation.
Democracy vote. Democracy. And the Palestine, is that the same?
No, are different ones. One is,
okay.
So it would be voting rights and democracy or Israel-Palestine conflict?
Israel.
Okay, thank you. And now, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like neutral, and zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. The first one is Joe Biden.
Cold.
Very cold, between 0 and 10?
Like in the middle.
5 is neutral, neither cold, neither warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5.
Okay, and the next one is Donald Trump.
Cold.
It would be between 0 and 10?
0 meaning what?
Very cold and unfavorable.
0.
Okay, Team Wolf.
Who?
Team Wolf.
0.
Okay. Black members of Congress?
I'm neutral. 5.
Okay. Thank you. Kamala Harris?
10.
10. Okay. Republicans in Congress?
0.
Okay. And Hakeem Jeffries?
Is he Republican or Democrat? I don't even know who he is.
Ah, okay. So I've never heard of.
Never heard of.
Okay, thank you. In the 2024 elections for president, if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain,
very.
Very. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? A Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
Democrat.
Thank you. Could you say that Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to Black Americans?
Some of their promises.
Thank you. The next question, it would be, does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee makes you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
I'm voting for Democrats.
Okay, and makes you feel much more likely to vote for Democrats, somewhat more likely, no difference either way?
Likely.
Okay, much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Ooh, I don't know.
And if you have to choose?
Biden.
Biden. Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Somewhat better. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republican for Congress. A 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And a 5 is somewhere in the middle. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational health in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial health gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned business, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in health creation?
Which one?
This one is between 0 and 10. The 0 means that does not raise any concern for both for Republicans and for Congress. 5 means in the middle. And a 10 means that raises a lot of concerns.
Raises a lot of concerns.
Okay, so between 0 and 10, you may use any number.
10.
10, okay. The next statement says, Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would cut healthcare coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity in equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such social security.
I agree. What did you want me to say?
In a scale from 0 to 10?
0 being...
Is a 10 means that this statement is raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0
oh,
means...
10.
Okay. Thank you. The next statement says, education and the foundation of success and opportunity... Education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools.
Oh, wow. 10.
10, okay. The next one says, Trump and the Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies. With Black women facing disproportionate impact, more than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump, and Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of Black women at risk.
And
thank you. And the next one says, in 2020, Trump told the white supremacy Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th, Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch.
Not, 10 being the worst, right?
Yeah, that raises a lot of concerns, voting for Republicans and Proud. Okay.
10.
Thank you very much. Thinking of the measure you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to 2 options. The first one says, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. The next one says, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. The next one says, we cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. And the next one says, Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. And the last one says, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us.
The last one.
The last one? And only that one, or would you like to choose another?
And number 2.
Number 2? Okay, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's future, that one?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And we have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and a 0 meaning you are not at all likely to vote?
Extremely likely.
A 10, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And how motivated are you in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10, extremely.
Thank you. Sometimes in service like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
The first one.
Very progressive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
At the age of 18?
Mm-hmm. Under age 18.
Oh, yes. Guardian.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
And how would you describe your employment status?
Not working right now.
Okay, thank you. And from whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. The last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
Have about 100,000.
100,000, thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Not often.
Not often. Would you say that more than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom?
About
never.
A few times a year.
Few times a year. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that concludes the survey for today. Thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.